Good morning.
Braden here. This American restaurant is the best. In this lesson, you'll learn about using irregular superlatives.
This conversation takes place at a hotel on the phone.
And it's between a receptionist and Jessica.
The receptionist and Jessica have never met, so they are speaking semi-professionally.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, we decided to eat at a restaurant. Do you eat at restaurants often?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell me the name of the best restaurant within 5 minutes of the hotel?
I actually don't like the restaurants near the hotel, but there's a steakhouse on Pine Street that I love. It's a bit farther than 5 minutes, but it's my favorite here in Phoenix.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly. Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, we decided to eat at a restaurant. Do you eat at restaurants often?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell me the name of the best restaurant within 5 minutes of the hotel?
I actually don't like the restaurants near the hotel, but there's a steakhouse on Pine Street that I love. It's a bit farther than 5 minutes, but it's my favorite here in Phoenix. We wanted to talk a little bit about Phoenix in this lesson.
Phoenix is the largest and the capital city of the state of Arizona. It is also the sixth most populous city in the United States, with a population of 1.4 million. Phoenix is the only state capital in the United States with over 1 million people.
That's right. So beyond the city limits, the greater metropolitan area has a population of 4.2 million people.
Phoenix is currently home to 7 Fortune 500 companies, including Apollo Group, Freeport McMoRan, PetSmart, and Pinnacle West. The Honeywell Aerospace Division, they invented the autopilot, is also headquartered in Phoenix.
Beyond that, we have U-Haul International, Best Western, and the Mesa Air Group are all headquartered in Phoenix as well.
Arizona State University is the main institution of higher education in the region and is currently one of the largest public universities in the United States, with enrollment of over 72,000 students.
That is a lot of students.
Yeah.
One unique aspect of Phoenix is the DeVry University and the Argosy University, which are for-profit institutions with a large, maybe even principal, online presence.
For those of you with internet interests, Phoenix is a major hub for the internet backbone. In fact, it's one of less than 30 cities to have what's called an OC48 line, which is the fastest fiber optic line available.
That's why there are so many businesses hosted there, and why, for example, American Express hosts their entire financial transactions and customer information from Phoenix.
That's a great place to live. All right, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is
restaurant.
A place where food and drinks can be bought.
Restaurant. Restaurant.
Our second word is?
Best.
Of the most excellent, effective, or desirable type.
Best. Best.
Next we have?
5.
The cardinal number, 5.
5. 5.
Next we have?
Minute.
Unit of time that is 60 seconds.
Minute. Minute.
Next we have?
Often.
Many times. Frequently.
Often. Often.
Next we have?
Steakhouse.
A restaurant that specializes in serving steaks.
Steak house. Steakhouse.
Next is?
Decided.
To have made a decision about.
Decided. Decided.
Our next word is?
Pine.
A type of tree, often used as a street name.
Pine. Pine.
Next we have?
Farther.
At, to, or by a greater distance.
Farther. Farther.
Next we have?
Within.
Inside, in.
Within. Within.
Next is?
Actually.
As true as fact. Really.
Actually. Actually.
And our last word is?
Favorite.
One that is preferred or treated with special liking.
Favorite. Favorite.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase, within 5 minutes.
Now, in the dialogue, remember that they are talking about going to a restaurant that was near the hotel where they were at.
However, they did not ask about a restaurant that was within a specific distance from the hotel. They asked about how long it would take to get there.
That's right. This is very typical of American English because Americans are typically very concerned about and aware of the time.
Using this phrase is also based on a lot of experience. For example, 5 minutes by car will take you a much greater distance than 5 minutes on foot.
That is, depending on traffic. So 5 minutes by car at 2 o'clock in the morning, for example, will get you much farther than 5 minutes by car during rush hour.
Right. So, the crew members are aware of the time limits that they have, and they need to be back to the airport soon. So they judge by the 5 minute rule.
That's right. So, could you break it down for us?
Within 5 minutes.
And one time fast.
Within 5 minutes.
What's next?
In the dialogue, we also heard the phrase, a bit.
Now, a bit is a small piece, part, or quantity of something. This word is useful because it's non-specific. In other words, you can use it in many different contexts.
In the dialogue, a bit is used within the sentence, it's a bit farther.
Here, the receptionist is informing Jessica that the steakhouse that he loves so much is farther away than 5 minutes. However, just a bit, or not very much, farther.
To see the word bit used in other contexts, listen to this phrase. He read a bit of his book. Here, he only reads a small amount of his book.
Or, for another example, use the sentence, I fell asleep for a bit. Here, the person only slept for a short period of time.
Exactly.
Could you break this down for us?
A bit.
And one time fast.
A bit.
Excellent. Let's take a look at the grammar point.
The focus of this lesson is irregular superlatives.
That's right. In the dialogue, we heard the phrase,
could you tell me the name of the best restaurant within 5 minutes of the hotel?
And in this sentence, the word best is an irregular superlative. So usually, the superlative form in English simply takes an EST ending.
However, there are some adjectives that are irregular, or they do not follow this rule.
In this lesson, we will talk about three adjectives that have irregular superlatives.
Those three adjectives are good, bad, and far.
First, we'll look at good. So good, as an irregular superlative, also has an irregular comparative, but we talked about that in the last lesson.
So it's very common to hear children say, goodest, like we pointed out before, but however, it is still incorrect. The correct superlative for the adjective good is best.
So, for example, this is the best restaurant in the area.
This sentence compares the restaurant where they are to all the other restaurants in the area.
Another example would be, summer weather is the best.
Here, summer weather is compared to all the weather of all the other seasons and, according to the comparison, summer's weather is most agreeable.
Next, we'll look at bad. Bad also has an irregular superlative.
The correct superlative form for bad is worst. It's common to hear singers and rap artists use this word baddest. However, it is still incorrect.
When you look in a dictionary or talk to an English teacher, at best it's considered a slang term. But the correct term, or the correct superlative in this case, is worst.
That's correct. For example, he is the worst rap artist I have ever heard.
This sentence compares a specific rap artist that will remain unnamed to all of the other rap artists the speaker has heard.
Right. Another example would be, this is the worst economy since the 1970s.
Here, the current economy is compared to all the other economies since the 1970s.
Now, the last superlative we will look at is for the adjective far. This is a bit of a trick superlative because the adjective far can become a superlative in two different ways.
So, far can be a superlative as farthest or as furthest. So, first off, let's look at farthest.
Farthest is used to indicate a change in distance. For example,
Michael can run the farthest of us all.
Here, Michael can run farther or a greater distance than any of the others.
Okay, so now we'll look at furthest. Furthest is used to indicate a degree of change. For example,
this is the furthest the police department will ever go in its fight against drug dealers.
Here, the degree to which the police department will go in order to fight or combat against drug dealers is compared to other possibilities.
All right, so let's review this lesson.
Usually, the superlative forms in English simply take an EST ending.
However, like always, there are irregular superlatives which do not follow this rule.
That's right. We talked about the irregular superlatives for good, bad, and far in this lesson.
And remember, far has two possible irregular superlatives, farthest and furthest.
Farthest is for distances and furthest is for degrees of intensity. That just about does it for this lesson. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, we decided to eat at a restaurant. Do you eat at restaurants often?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell me the name of the best restaurant within 5 minutes of the hotel?
I actually don't like the restaurants near the hotel, but there's a steakhouse on Pine Street that I love. It's a bit farther than 5 minutes, but it's my favorite here in Phoenix.
Thank you.